Editor with his look back on 2009. It's 22 minutes past 7 now here on BBC Radio Scotland. Time for Thoughts of the Day. Our speaker this morning is Alistair McIntosh, Quaker author and a fellow of the Centre for Human Ecology. He's with us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, James. 2009 will be remembered for the economic crisis, politicians' expenses, the Afghan war and global extremes in the weather. Even the Queen's Christmas speech suggested it might be a year best forgotten. And yet, the current wintry conditions have surprisingly had me thinking about hope, prompted by a story that my mother first told me as a boy. Such was its impression that I still remember the spot on the road in the car from Stornoway where she told it. But recently, I was thrilled to discover its original source, thanks to a book called Wisdom of the Sadhu, about an Indian holy man, Sadhu Sundar Singh. Born in the Punjab of a Sikh father and a Hindu mother, he was additionally inspired by Islam, Buddhism and Christianity, and even preached in Protestant churches here in Scotland prior to his death 80 years ago. Singh's story is that once when travelling in Tibet, he and a guide got caught in a terrible blizzard. Under bitter conditions, they chanced on some poor soul who had slipped from the mountain pass and was lying in snow half dead from exposure. Wrapping him in a blanket, Singh hoisted the man over his shoulders. But the guide wasn't up for being slowed down by passengers and set off alone to save his own skin. Singh struggled for hours with his burden, but eventually the snow let up enough to see a village and safety ahead. But also on the path was another body, frozen, this time of his guide who had failed to make it. Singh realized that he and his companion had survived thanks to the warmth of the physical exertion and to their sharing of body heat. This evening, as we leave behind the old year, we too will face burdens on the path. But as Sundar Sada Singh showed, the secret is to transform them in a greater vision and practice of becoming more fully human. Then may this new year be truly happy.
Alistair McIntosh, many thanks indeed. 24 minutes past 7. Heather Dewar is here with the sports news. If you're a Dundee United fan, you might want to turn your radio off at this moment.
Or try out with something. Absolutely. Thanks.